Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Oh, yeah!
Appreciate it, Ron.
Before we get to the story of an interrogation room gone wrong, let's go with really the biggest story in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's one of the top stories of the news the last couple days.
Is this the DAC interview
we're doing at 6? This is not that. That will be at 6 o'clock, though.
Is this my birthday?
This is about fired Dallas prosecutor Jody Warner.
Oh, she got fired?
She's 32 years old.
Mm. Ooh.
And Jody Warner has lost her job. Now, why, you ask? Now, we're about to play some audio that's incredible.
Okay.
She was getting an Uber ride home on Friday night from a 26-year-old Uber driver by the name of Sean Platt. And this picture has been pointed out in the paper. Looked like he's a model. He's sending headshots to people.
Why does he have a glamour shot, Ben?
Yeah, that was more of a private comment just for us. Boy, he's hot.
Now, Jody Warner got fired because of audio that was recorded by Sean Platt. She was berating him on the ride home because she didn't agree with the route he was taking.
Oh.
Now, you start to think about things a little bit and how things work sometimes, okay? Mm. Events that have happened in the past. Mm-hmm. But you can also tell that she's clearly drunk. So, here's the audio. We can start and stop it if you want, okay? It's a couple minutes long.
Okay.
But just go ahead and get you a good listen. Now, this is him. He started to roll tape on her after she was just kind of insulting him and talking down to him from the back seat.
Okay.
He finally pulled out his phone and started to record on it. Oh. And here's the audio that he turned in.
Take me home, dude. Grow the up.
The cops take are on their way.
Oh, my God. You're going to regret this so much. Just take me home, dude. I just want to go home.
I'm asking you politely to please
no,
step out of my vehicle.
No, because now I'm pissed the off. Either drop me off at my house or we'll wait for the cops. Because I'm not wrong.
I am waiting for the cops.
Then we'll wait for the cops. Jesus Christ. You're a idiot. What a stupid hack. We'll wait. What a joke. Jesus Christ. I'll make sure Uber knows what a joke you are.
She's going to make sure Uber knows about Sean
just
Platt.
Literally drop me off at my house. Like we paid you to do.
Ma'am, I ended the ride, and I asked you politely to step out
no,
of my vehicle.
No, you ended the ride, not at my house. You think I'm going to get out on a side street? The no.
It's not a bad point.
That's ma'am,
point.
Please.
Ma'am, shut the up. We'll wait for the cops then. If that's what you think is appropriate. You don't just end a ride. Shut up, dude. I'll wait.
Okay. Oh, stop it, Chippy. Okay.
I love
we'll
when
take a time out here.
I love when somebody tells someone who's not talking to shut up.
Ma'am, we'll wait for the cops. His voice is killing me.
All right. We should also say that she's very attractive.
Now,
I like him.
Yeah, she's very attractive. Now, I'm going to say this. She said in a press conference today at the Crowley Courthouse that she just did not agree with the route that he took. She said that because she works, and she's 32 and already an a prosecutor, she was an assistant DA.
She's a high riser.
She was a high riser.
Yeah.
She does say that she kind of has, I guess, thoughts in her head because she has to deal with sexual assaults and things of that nature. So she thinks that's part of it. But I'm listening to the audio and I'm like, you're clearly just being mean to a guy.
She's drunk.
Yeah, she's drunk.
That's the problem. She's drunk. And what he should have done is he should have taken her to a populated area, the closest populated area.
Because this is going to be a standoff. She can't get out there.
Right. Yeah. That would be wrong. But I do kind of like the whole idea of, hey, there's a drunk person that's causing a problem. I'll let the police handle it. And then what would have happened is, did the police show up or what happened? How did the
date police
end
up showing up? But you need to hear the rest of the audio because this is where she plays the "Do you know who I am?" card.
Okay, good.
Shut up, dude. I'll wait. Just take me. Oh my god, you're an idiot. You are a legitimate. What a joke. And I want to go home so badly, but you're so stupid. I want the cops to come so that they can you up.
Oh.
What I want. Like, you're such an idiot.
That's
I want
good
the cops
for
to
the
go.
Cops.
Ma'am, please.
No, ma'am, please. Dude, you're all, everything's being recorded. I'm an assistant district attorney, so shut the f*** up.
Oh.
You had the opportunity to take me home. I think this might be kidnapping right now, actually.
It's not kidnapping, man.
No,
you're
it
free
is
to leave.
Because there was an Uber, I'm pretty sure at a destination, and you have not taken me to that destination. You're holding me here. So why don't you take me to that destination?
Ma'am, please leave my vehicle.
Why don't you take me to that destination?
Ma'am, exit my vehicle, please.
Is he a Garmin?
Because you're kidnapping me.
I'm not kidnapping you.
Do you know where my... I had... So, like, you know when you picked me up? I gave you a destination. You're not taking me there. So, under the law, it's recklessly keeping me from where I was going.
Oh,
you
no.
Done
that is my favorite
you're
law.
You're kidnapping me right now. You're committing a third... Two first-degree felony.
Third to first-degree felony? What is that?
So, do you want to take me home or you want to stay here?
Is he being charged
listen,
with...
This is a,
we can hang out. I'm not scared.
We can hang out.
I'm not scared of being kidnapped by you.
It's cool. I'm just trying to be nice to you.
Okay. Okay, I've had enough of it. It's all good.
Do you want to take me home?
Or... it's just so long.
The guy says, she kept calling me stupid. She said this was the only job I can get because I'm so stupid. That I was a retard. She hit me on my shoulder. That was the final straw. I'm used to dealing with drunk passengers on different levels of intoxication. I pulled over immediately. I said, ma'am, you need to exit my vehicle. And she said, you're supposed to take me home. And I said, I understand that, but you just crossed the line.
Have you guys ever been charged with recklessly not taking someone where they wanted to go? Which is a new law that I was unfamiliar with until today.
Is she playing the victim? I know she had a press conference today.
She said, I'm not trying to make myself the victim. That was one of her the big quotes that came out from her press conference today. There was another, I want to say, comrade, I guess, of hers in the court system.
Russian?
No, I guess basically, and I'm looking for the name, but this has all happened on the fly. Here's a quote from one of her coworkers. Says, when you have a prosecutor who has tried sex assault cases for almost a decade, you know the signs of things like this. Her concern was heightened. And I said, there's a couple times in that audio where her voice does sound a little scared, mm-hmm. Okay? But 99% more than that, more drunk.
Yeah.
So,
can I make a suggestion as to why she was scared? She knew she was screwed.
Maybe.
The second that she knew she was drunk and the police were coming, that wasn't going to work out well for her. Now, I'm saying if she was truly scared of a potential kidnapping and a sexual assault, she keeps like going, dude, just take me home. And, you know, so it's like, I don't know that she genuinely thinks that that's a fear factor. I think she's using that. I think she's scared because she knows, I'm a high profile person. I'm smash drunk and the police are on their way.
Really? I think she would think, man, as soon as they get here, they're on my side because we all work together and they're going to get my back.
Okay, that's a good point.
She said the reason the press conference today was A, to apologize, get that out of the way, but she did want to give her side of the story and they're going to take another look at this. They're going to take another look at the case and there's a chance she's able to maybe get some type of a job back.
Hey, can I just say this? I hope she gets to keep her job.
Listen,
that is a thankless job. And at the end of the day, he pulled over on a side street. She was screwed at that point. Now, she was hammered drunk, but she wasn't driving.
Okay.
She did the right thing. She has a right to go out and get hammered.
You're right.
But she's just in an Uber. Now, she may have been rude and belligerent.
She called him a... I mean, the way she said it was the way they said it in The Hangover.
I said, should I not have said it?
No. Oh. You didn't say it.
The way
I shouldn't say it. Oh, I want to say it.
It rhymes with Raffard. But the whole point is that that's a bad look for the city. That's a bad look for the city for her to be so drunk that she berates someone. And so I get it. Here's what's going to happen, though, Ben. If she's that young and already got to that point, she's going to be doing something in the private sector 5 years from now. She's going to be dancing in cash. She's going to put all this behind
to
her.
To me, this isn't much different than Britt McHenry, honestly.
I was thinking the exact same.
Besides the fact that she's drunk.
I was thinking of Britt McHenry as well, but Britt McHenry is just talking sports, dude. She's putting criminals behind bars. I respect the hell out of the DA.
Britt McHenry's breaking stories on the sideline, dude.
No, and she was just trying to get her car. Because it was
she was important. She had to get to a game in 2 days.
She was in a compromising situation here, the assistant DA. She couldn't get out of the car. Mm-hmm. Now, she was hammered drunk, yes, and she shouldn't have been belligerent. But, dude, if we're going to start making people get fired for being belligerent when they get drunk, guess what? None of us are going to have a job.
I was thinking about the driver real quick. If I'm an Uber driver, whatever, and I got some girl just killing me, okay, anyone, just killing me with verbal abuse, I would have canceled the ride, too, and said, get out.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done it in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't know the specific address.
Clearly
street. You would try to get to a convenience store.
He didn't really want her out. He wanted to win this standoff. He did, because he rolled tape. And let that be a lesson to anybody out there who's involved in any of this type of deal.
Always
roll tape. Because who knows? If she was an evil person, she could have tried to spin it any number of ways.
Right.
But he was looking for a standoff, too. If he really wanted to get rid of her, he would have just taken her where she wanted to go, or he would have taken her to a populated area and dropped her off.
I think everything you're saying is valid and reasonable. I would also say that I think everyone has their breaking point, and we don't know the stuff she said before that.
He said it was.
I mean, I know what he said.
Going for a long time,
right? So what he recorded is what we heard,
and I heard that, and I believe everything about what he said.
Yeah,
this is the whole reason we tell people not to drive, though. She shouldn't be in trouble for getting hammered. It's on her own personal time. She's not trying. She's not working, and she's not driving.
Right. Now, I mean, you're making a lot of sense, but she's going to be a rich lawyer in 5 years.
Right. I just think...
She wanted to be a senator.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.